Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like
night.
A great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. The second hour of the radio program known, as you heard there from our delightful voice guy, Dirt and Sprague. Good morning. Happy hump day, everybody. You got a big cup of dirt and a little splash of me. I'm Sprague. A lot to get to here in the second hour of the program. We have another coach saying, I want that job down at Corvallis.
Give me that gig.
I can't tell if this is like, I love the idea of the job or I love the idea of having a job again.
I think it's people who are pretty desperate for coaching jobs and they that one opens up. They say, I want that. I think they'd say that about a lot of jobs, but yours is one that is open. And I don't know if these candidates will get any other jobs.
I need Ryan Clark to do me a big favor. I don't know if Ryan Clark is listening. Once in a while, he'll text and it kind of indicates he's listening.
Good morning, Ryan.
If he is listening, good morning. I need Ryan Clark to organize and set up a game show that we air on YouTube with Orgeron, Crist, and Rolovich.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba.
And it's, what would you do for the job? And then we see what they're willing to do, and we make it like a, what was the fear factor?
You want a fear factor? Like, will you eat a bull testicle?
Will you eat this testicle for the job?
Will you let a snake slither on your stomach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jump from a very tall building.
Well.
Jump out of an airplane.
Yeah, with a parachute.
Yeah, with a parachute.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not making a jump without a parachute.
Who wants the job?
Not a bad idea. Be a good reality show. Make the Oregon State Athletic Department a little bit of money.
Well, not a lot of people want the job, so the fact that people do want the job.
You got three candidates out there that are saying, we'll take it, man. You give it to me, I'll take it.
We'll get to that at some point today, but it is a hump day. Good morning. Thanks for listening on 105.1 The Fan or 1080 AM Old School Style or on the Odyssey app or the YouTube.
Speaking of 1080, you want to get swag going today? Ask him about how the switchover at 7 o'clock tonight is going to go.
Nothing to worry about here.
Did I miss something?
We have an Oregon basketball. They're playing the mighty South Dakota Jackrabbits tonight. The pregame starts at 6 o'clock. The game starts at 6:30. We're starting the game on 1080.
Okay. Isaac took her off 1080.
They're off at 1080 at 6 o'clock, but they will still be on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Yeah.
And then at 7 o'clock, when their show is done, their award-winning radio program is over, we are then joining the basketball game live in simulcast fashion on 105.1 and 1080.
And that's a nightmare to do?
No, everything's going to be fine.
Well, it's the first time.
Oh. Everything goes well the first time.
Everything goes seamless the first time it happens.
No problem.
There's never any hiccups or bumps or,
I don't know what you're worried about.
Well, okay. Good luck to you on that.
It might get me to just turn on my radio tonight at 7 o'clock.
You're going to go to AM?
No, I'm going to go to 105. I want to go to 105.
Oh, to see the merge?
Are we merging? I'm going to have them both on at the same time, which I just, you know, I was just going to go. Thinking of swag at home, freaking out.
What's more likely, it merging cleanly or an Odyssey station and there's silence for like a minute and swag is panicking on his laptop?
Somebody is freaking out trying to get something on the air. Mark my words, if you're driving around tonight at 7, just listen. And if you hear a moment of dead air, just know
right.
Jason Swigart's freaking out so
less hard. Worried about that
okay.
than the split at 6.
Ah, okay. That's, so they're going primetime going off the air at 6 for Ducks basketball.
Yeah. Will it
will get, the AM stand
will
alone?
The AM yeah.
will we actually split?
Yeah, okay. I'm not worried about primetime sticking on.
Could we get like a combo platter audio of Duck game and Isaac and Suk at the same time?
Mm. We'll see.
I love a good combo platter.
Who doesn't love
but
a good combo platter?
I've been told not to worry.
My Chinese restaurant serves killer combo options, dude.
Love a good combo platter.
And here's
love
the
some
secret.
Fusion.
Oh, you like fusion?
Yeah.
See, here's the secret of my Chinese restaurant near my house that I go to. Their combo platter is absolutely the way to go if you want to not spend $65 on Chinese food. Because you could get the standalone sweet and sour chicken, for example, right?
Yes.
That is $13 to $14. The combo platter has sweet and sour chicken, noodles, another chicken, a soup, and a roll for $16 total, and it's big enough to split with somebody else.
I feel like the value of Chinese food is the best value.
Mexican food.
You think Mexican food's better? I feel like every time I get Chinese, for what I spend and the amount of food I get, I never even end up finishing it.
Oh, I'm not mad at the Chinese amount.
Sure.
I'm more just like when you talk about value and price, tacos, dude.
Yeah, tacos are well priced.
What's the Chinese equivalent of a taco? Because everything is a minimum $10. You're not getting a stand. You're gonna get spring rolls. I mean, that's still gonna be like $9.
It'll still be $9. Yeah.
Well, the value in Chinese food comes from the filler. Whether you get fried rice or you get
the noodles
or stuff like that.
You got to go noodles.
You have to go noodles.
Noodles are superior.
You're a
you get
house
the
that is
lo mein.
Particularly, you know, concerned about carbs, and so you're just ordering entrees. It racks up pretty quick.
Beef.
Do you think it's Mexican or Chinese food?
I think Mexican's the better.
Yeah, I do too.
You get more for your
even a nacho. Bunch. Nacho's going to be like $15, but like there's.
Oh, I mean, I love a nacho.
Nacho.
I'm not saying there's not value in Mexican.
Yeah.
I'm just I'm a fan of the quantity. The last time I got Chinese food and we ordered out, the amount of food that showed up at my house, I'm with you. I was shell shocked.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, this is a lot. That's a lot of food.
I love leftover Chinese food.
Oh, it's
too.
Fantastic.
All right. We have a lot to get to here in the second hour of the program here on The Fan, and we will start. With the dirty poll.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, let's get dirty.
We are going to set this up. Now, the graphic being sent out on socials is not going to line up with what we're doing, and that's okay.
I'll explain it. It'll make sense.
But Dirt's going to give you what the playoff rankings would look like, the matchups and whatnot.
So, we should poll like a Christina Aguilera, let's get dirty, for this. That'd be a fun little drop. The team that will not be in, that's in the dirty poll, that will not be in this edition of the College Football Playoff, is the Miami Hurricanes. So when you see the graphic, it will make sense. I have Miami ranked number 12. They are behind Notre Dame in my top 12, but I would have them ranked higher than Oklahoma. I'd have them ranked higher than Texas. I think the level of disrespect that they're getting with quality wins, which, by the way, there's a very, very good chance that Miami ends up having two wins over playoff teams because we start at number 12 as we work our way backwards. The group of six team right now has to be South Florida. They have the inside track to win the American Conference. They are the only team ranked currently in the actual CFP. I also have them as my highest ranked group of six team. We just saw Navy go on the road and get smoked by Notre Dame. That was kind of their chance to be like, hey, that's a fun little story, Notre Dame. Are we going to do this? The answer is no. South Florida still has wins over Boise State, who's having a fine year, not a traditional Boise year, but a good year. They went on the road against an SEC team, which I get that Florida's not good, but we're somehow giving other teams credit for beating Florida or not blaming them for losing to Florida. Texas lost to Florida. South Florida didn't. They lost to Miami, which, again, not a terrible loss. It was on the road and an end of a tough gauntlet. And they got Navy this weekend on the road. They win that game. It's almost solidified, in my opinion, that they will be the group of six team because Memphis lost this past weekend to Tulane, and so they don't have a pathway to get to the conference title as it exists right now. So South Florida's number 12. They're going on the road to number 5, Georgia. Nothing has changed in the top 5. Georgia's got a big one against Texas this weekend. An interesting angle on that game is if you're an Oregon fan, I think you're really rooting very hard for Georgia to win that game just to get Texas out of the mix. Now, some people in the SEC circles would say 3-loss Texas isn't eliminated, But you don't want them to be hovering around as a two-loss team with a win over Georgia, because then things get complicated.
I am finding Texas to be annoying to me.
Without a doubt. They just need to lose, and they need to lose in emphatic fashion. Please, for the love of God, just kick them out, Georgia. Get rid of it. Number 11 in my poll, as I mentioned, Notre Dame is in there. They continue to rack up wins. They continue to play well. The resume isn't great. That's more of a style point. And, hey, nice win over USC a couple of weeks ago. They go on the road and technically play a ranked team this weekend in Pitt. I think they should win that game going away. I have number 11, Notre Dame, going on the road to Ole Miss in the first round of the playoff. Ole Miss holds at number 6 in the Dirty Poll. Nothing really daunting on the schedule remains for Ole Miss, by the way. We talked about this last week. How many teams in the Dirty Poll do you feel like are a lock to get in? Ole Miss was one of them. Ironically, they beat the Citadel this weekend, and that was good enough for the AP poll to move them ahead of Oregon, who beat a ranked team on the road. But you look at Ole Miss the rest of the way. Let me pull it up. I know they end with the Egg Bowl, obviously. This week they get Florida at home, who just got shellacked by Kentucky, and their season is over. And so you lose that game to Florida, we'll see what happens. I don't think they will at home. And then you get Mississippi State. Ole Miss should be in the college football playoff. Number 10 in my ranking, and I think they're the most interesting team going forward. Right now I have them at number 10. But just how do we handle them the rest of the way? BYU comes in at number 10. Now, look, I know this weekend wasn't great for them. That game was really never competitive. No. They never sparked any sort of offensive charge. It was over essentially at halftime. He never had any faith that Bear Bachmeyer was going to get him back in. But I'm also going to give him the benefit of the doubt because of some of the wins that they have. Like, winning against Utah is a quality win. I think Utah's a little overvalued in the CFP, but they won that game. Some of the comebacks were a little head-scratching. They got a chance. Cincinnati's ranked, I believe, right now, so they'll go on the road to Cincinnati. They win that game. I think the curious thing for BYU will be, if they go to the Big 12 title game and they lose to Texas Tech for the second straight time, and it's not a close game, does that change the calculus of the committee saying, we usually don't like punishing conference title game losers. They showed that last year with SMU. But what if you lose to the same team twice and both games are like 3-score games? Does that change the way they think? I'm just asking that out loud. I got BYU at 10. They're going on the road to Eugene, Oregon. We get a rematch of a regular season game from a couple of years ago.
10.
The CFP's matchup's much sexier for Oregon than what the Dirty Polls is. That's not the design of this for sexy matchups. We don't care about TV ratings in the Dirty Poll committee. I do have Oregon at number 7. I had them at number 7 last week. They did not move. It was a great win over Iowa on the road, despite being shorthanded and coming up there at the end. Big win for Oregon, and now they get Minnesota at home on Friday night.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I got Texas Tech hosting the final matchup of this opening round at number 8. And this is where it just, things are going to get wonky in this conference, and their hopes are really down to, well, I guess not really, it's two teams have the chance. The ACC desperately needs Georgia Tech to win out the rest of the way. If you're an ACC official, I'm almost calling the refs being like, can you rig the game for Georgia Tech if they're in trouble the rest of the way? You desperately need them to win the conference championship.
So you got Georgia Tech at 9?
I have Georgia Tech at number 9 right now. So that is the Dirty Poll. I'll just run through it. Top 4 is unchanged. And I would actually be pretty surprised at this point if any of these teams don't end up with a first-round bye. Now, maybe chaos happens. Alabama hosts Oklahoma this weekend. That's another game I think if you're an Oregon fan, you're rooting for Alabama. Get Oklahoma out of there as a two-loss team in case you drop another game. Bama 4, A&M 3, Indiana 2, Ohio State 1. Now, what order will they be in? I don't know. It depends on who wins the SEC title and the Big Ten title. But those four, I feel pretty confidently in stating that that will be your four first-round byes in the playoff. ACC, I brought it up on Monday, man. ACC disaster scenarios are alive and well. And there is a pathway for the ACC somehow, some way to get left out of the college football playoff because Duke controls their own destiny to get to the conference championship game.
If Duke wins the ACC with that record,
they're not one of the five highest grade ranked conference champions. They're just not. James Madison would be ranked higher than them. Tulane, if they ended up winning the conference. Obviously, South Florida is already ranked higher than them. They just lost on the road to UConn. And I know Jim Mora's doing a great job. Credit to him for what he's done at UConn. That's a whole different conversation.
So you think two group of six teams?
I absolutely think two group of six teams.
So that'd be three total, because wouldn't you have to have an at-large group of six?
You don't know, because it's just... So no. The phrasing is the five highest ranked conference champions.
Okay,
that's
so
the way
group
it works.
Of six, Big Ten, SEC,
and Big 12.
Big 12.
And then you would have two group of six conference champions.
You think they would really do that?
I think there's a decent chance that they would be ranked higher than Duke if they won the ACC.
Because I could see Duke being left out after winning the ACC and then putting Miami in and just saying, well, it's two lost Miami.
But you still, by the rules, have to have the five highest ranked conference champions.
Well, if you do that, because the two, have two champions that are outside the top 12.
Yes.
So now you're only taking the top 10 ranked teams, assuming the other conference champions are already in that
field. Man, that would be wild.
It would be wild. Now, will it happen? I don't know. Duke just lost on the road to UConn, right?
Also, Georgia Tech might just win out.
They very well could.
And they could be okay.
But the idea, it was weird last night. So the rankings came out and they were doing all these, like, if the playoff, like this style, the playoff started today, this is how it would work. And Miami was in all of these graphics.
Yep.
Miami doesn't control their own. They're in sixth place in the ACC.
But they're the highest,
ranked, but they're not going to win the, their chances of Miami winning the ACC are minuscule compared to some of these other teams.
Let's get to the rankings, the Dirty Poll release. There you go. We do it every Wednesday at 7. Let's get to the playoff ranking release that came out yesterday. We'll get to that. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Welcome back in. Tim Cato in Dallas found out that Nico has a document stating that Drew Holiday is just as good as Jokic.
Hey, look at us. We got Jokic on our team? We got two Jokic's on our team.
We got Chinese Jokic and we got guard Jokic.
Look at us.
Mini Jokic.
Future is bright, man.
Be nice to have the real Jokic, but you know.
Can we trade our two Jokic's for the Jokic?
That would be lovely.
You think they'd do that deal?
I don't think so.
Would you trade the whole roster to just have Jokic?
Yes. Everybody on the team.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever you want.
Then we'll
I'll sell the arena and we'll play at a public park.
That's fine.
You want the arena too? We'll go play at Powell Park.
He was filthy last night wrecking the
game. I didn't need to watch that game. That game was predictable.
Well, it was exactly when I got home. Yeah. So as I'm there having a little late dinner trying to get caught up for the show this morning, I'm like, he's just wrecking Sabonis.
Yeah. We might have an all-star this year because of the new format, by the way.
Yes.
Are they doing the baseball thing where every team has to get one?
They're doing international stuff.
They got rid. Well, they did
We'll go through it. Don't ruin it. We'll go through it. I think it's funny to throw this out because the NBA is going to give you 90 new elements.
Is this the last ditch? What goes first? Does the NFL give up on the Pro Bowl?
They never will because people watch it.
What?
Okay.
No. It's flag football now, but
will
still.
Will the NBA just finally give up on All-Star Weekend?
No,
they never will.
They'll just continue to be stupid about it.
Okay.
But they have like a laundry list of new things they're doing this year that nobody's going to remember. They're going to have to re-explain this when the All-Star Weekend actually does
happen. Last year's Pro Bowl got about 5 million viewers.
Yeah. That's not even an NBA playoff game.
That's a flag football game.
Flag football.
That's why they're never going to cancel it.
Look at you shrugging your shoulders.
I mean, it's stupid. They should cancel it. And if you watch it, you got issues.
I'm shrugging my shoulders at the people that tune into that.
Yeah. You don't get your own country. We're football obsessed, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of football,
it's my First Amendment rights. I watch what I want, swag. Wow.
The CFP rankings were released. Here's my hottest take of the CFP ranking. I know you actually have
scorching hot takes you need to get out of your system here.
Yeah.
My scorching hot take is that people are upset that there's not really any controversy.
Hmm. What did we want to have controversy? Like, what controversy did we want?
Do you watch the media? They always want the controversy. Yeah. I think they're upset that they don't really have any.
My favorite thing was them acknowledging in the reaction to their opening rankings, like, oh, yeah, we probably were a little too hard on Miami. And then they moved them up three spots.
Well, like,
that was my favorite part of week two of the college football. They were 18 last week. They played Syracuse. If you don't know, Syracuse is 1-6 in ACC play. The only team worse than them in the conference is Boston College, who hasn't won a Power Four game yet this year.
So,
and they bumped them up three spots. It was all in a reaction to last week's rankings.
Here's a question I had. Can you explain to me, as if I'm 5 years old, why Texas Tech jumps Ole Miss when they both won this weekend?
Texas Tech is ranked higher than Ole Miss? Did that come out last night?
Yeah, they're six. They jumped.
Oh, yeah, touche. That's right. I was thinking dirty.
Oregon
pole,
moved up
higher.
A spot.
Yeah.
Ole Miss dropped a spot, and Tech went to six.
Because they beat a top 10 team at home.
Okay. Indiana took 36 seconds left in the game to beat unranked, according to them, for Oregon's argument.
Sure.
Garbage ass Penn State.
Sure.
And A&M continues to be undefeated and just won at Missouri.
Yeah.
So if you're going to use the logic of who beat the better opponent when they both won, how is A&M not ranked ahead of Indiana?
Well, and then the other part of it, too, is what is the better combination of wins? Oklahoma and LSU, which I get that LSU's not great this year, or what would Texas Tech's second-best win be? BYU and littering in
Utah.
Didn't they house Utah?
Utah. So what's the better collection of wins in your mind?
Between those two?
Between those two. LSU or Oklahoma?
No, okay, but if you want to... Okay.
I'm just looking at... I get what you're saying.
You can argue resume all you want. It doesn't... If they both win, I don't understand how we're moving teams if you're not moving other teams.
Sure, I get it. Because there's no rules that exist. They just make it up as they go. That's why they do it.
Well, they play my favorite game in college football. The eyeball test.
It's about the body work.
Sure. Yeah. Ole Miss looked great against the Citadel, man. How do you not?
I don't care that they played the Citadel and won. We all knew they would. I'm not even saying like that's an amazing win. I'm just
sure.
I don't know how you separate what.
None of it makes because there's no rules. They make it up every
Indiana
week.
A&M.
It's all just pulling random numbers out of the air and saying here you go. This is where you're ranked.
Well, here is Mack Rhodes, who by the way he's in his own hot water at Baylor. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have. He's the CFP chair right now.
He's the CFP chair, so he's the guy that gets interviewed on this show. If you have not seen, Mack Rhodes is the AD at Baylor. I don't know why, but he was on the sidelines of a Baylor game and at the kickoff. So the game's just starting. The crowd is doing the, oh, hoo. He is on the sidelines, and he walks up to a tight end and screams, why the F are you wearing a yellow shirt?
Yeah.
To which a coach had to then step in.
Be like, why are you yelling
and
at a player?
Why are you yelling at a player right now?
The game is starting. Why don't you shut the
and
hell up?
And then he had a confrontation with that coach, yeah. And now he is under an internal investigation. And Aranda was asked, he's like, it's not above my pay grade.
Those religious folks down at Baylor, man, they treat everybody with respect.
Well, here's Mack Rhodes on the body of work evaluation that this committee is coming up with.
We look at certainly body of work. And so, you use Alabama. Week one, they're lost to Florida State. But then, you look at their stretch, winning four in a row, against top 20 teams, two of those, on the road. And so, again, we look at body of work. Our team's getting better as well, throughout the season. Notre Dame is a team that comes to mind that, has won seven straight, had the two tough losses, initially by a total of 4 points. Defensively, probably struggled early on, and now much better defensively. And so that's the way the committee, the way we look at the season, the body of work for a team.
Ah, Notre Dame's incredible resume after their losses.
I know nothing about how they evaluate stuff after that 45 seconds of gobbledygook.
I don't either.
They don't know how they do it either.
I don't think anybody does.
This is why all of this shouldn't exist, and we should have automatic qualifiers where it's settled on the field.
Yeah,
and all we're debating is, where are you ranked in your conference right now? Who do you have to play to get in? That should be the only question that exists right now. It's ridiculously dumb that we do this.
Yeah.
Every week we have a committee of old people that hang their hat on a thing. They make it up for different teams. This matters for other teams. This matters for some teams. Head-to-head matters. But Notre Dame and Miami, that doesn't matter because the game was so long ago. We can't count that head-to-head because the game happened in week one. So week one games now no longer matter. It just None of it makes sense, man.
Yeah, the Notre Dame one is interesting. We know they're going to get in with a two-loss resume. They always will, the Notre Dame.
Yes, if they went out, they're a lock
to get
in. TV
product, but it is funny to listen to that explanation. Well, you know, they've been playing better for seven straight weeks since they lost. It's like, oh, Miami also has two losses, and they beat Notre Dame.
Yeah, you know, that exists. What's Notre Dame's best win? USC got it. What's Miami's best win? Oh, that's right, Notre Dame.
If you looked at the top 12, and let's do the 11, right? If you look at the 11, here are the strength of schedule rankings in the major college football.
Yeah, what do you got?
Ohio State is 41st.
Okay.
Indiana's 33rd.
Okay.
A&M is 15th. Mm. Bama's 6th.
Yeah.
I think Bama, they're just being punished for a week one game, and other teams, we're just moving on from their losses. It's interesting with Alabama. Georgia, 5. They're 11th. Texas Tech is 48. Ole Miss is 32. Oregon is 24.
What? I thought Oregon hasn't played anybody, though.
Notre Dame is 30.
Oregon hasn't played. That's BS.
Texas is 13.
What?
Miami, 39. And then the group of six, you know.
But USF. Who is Oregon beating, though, man? Oregon hasn't beaten anybody.
Yeah, but Texas beat Mississippi State.
They do. Don't worry. We'll get to that. I just, all of this stuff is so dumb. It drives me nuts that we got to do this every week. There's easy answers, and there's a format out there that exists that all of this would be moot, and you just settle the games on the field. You play the games and guaranteed spots for certain conferences. I guarantee you right now, if you could tell the ACC, hey, do you want two auto bids in a new format, they would say, yes, please, because we might get left out.
Who are the ones that are against the AQ? Is it just the Big Ten?
The Big Ten is the one that wants it.
The SEC wants it. The SEC thinks they can get more teams.
That's right. They want the 8 of the 12.
Than just four automatic
qualifiers. Are we ready for that to happen, though? Like, I don't know how the rest of the season is going to play out.
The SEC might get 5 in this year.
The disaster scenario. Let me just lay this scenario out for you. Oklahoma plays on the road at Alabama this weekend. If they win that game, Alabama not going anywhere. They're still in the playoff.
Yeah,
they're going to be still in the top 10. Oklahoma will be firmly in the top 10 if they win that game. So there's two locks for you almost, unless Bama loses the Iron Bowl.
Right.
Texas is on the road at Georgia this weekend. What if Texas wins that game? Mm-hmm. They're on track. And then they get A&M in the last week of the season. What if they win that game? And then you're looking at A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas, Oklahoma. That's not counting Vanderbilt. What if Vanderbilt beats Tennessee in the last week of the season and they're 10-2?
Yeah, but you're excluding the group of six and Notre Dame.
All I'm saying is at that
Notre Dame's
point,
getting in.
Notre Dame is for sure getting in. All I'm saying at that point is BYU's gone. We'll see you. You got no chance to make it. Miami is an at-large. Yeah. You're gone. There's no chance that you make it. Oregon loses another game, you're gone. There's no chance that you make it.
Oh, really?
And we'd have 8 teams from the SEC in the play if that scenario played out.
Well, this is kind of like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's a lot of things.
I don't think
that
all of it's
going to
happen. I think Texas and Oklahoma are going to lose this weekend. I think Vanderbilt's going to lose to Tennessee in the last week of the season.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but yeah, I don't know. They're certainly not wanting to do it because they want the most teams they can get in to get in. I just don't know if all that stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, I hope not. That's why we play the games.
Texas. What a pain in my ass.
Come on, Georgia. Never feels dirty. I'm going to bark this weekend.
Are you really?
I am going to bark.
Am I all fours?
One last note on this. I know we're against it. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't shut up.
The Texas Tech thing, it was a big deal for them to have a chance to get to the number 5 seed. Because the number 5 seed is the most desirable seed. Because you get to play the group of 6 team at home, most likely.
Well, Texas 6.
In the first. I know. I'm saying they now have a pathway getting there by jumping Ole Miss. Because Ole Miss is playing nobody in the last couple of weeks of the season. I don't think Oregon would jump them with their remaining wins if they were to win out. And then that leaves up the opportunity to maybe get to the number 5 seed.
Well, what if Oregon embarrasses USC?
Is that enough for the committee's eyes? There ain't
right
now.
It was for Texas Tech to jump Ole Miss.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. 5 is where you want to be because you get to play the group of 6 team at home and be a massive favorite and then play the lowest ranked of the first round bye teams.
I think all this is dumb.
I do too.
You want a hot take?
I do too.
Stupid.
Automatic qualifiers. Settle it on the field. We don't have to debate this.
We have a lot more to get into. It is 7:32. Dirt won't shut up about college football. Why don't you do a podcast on college football? I'm shocked you don't.
Just yell about it.
I feel like you could argue with yourself in a room for 3 straight hours.
All my takes into the
ether.
You
would just argue at yourself.
Yeah.
But
you're an idiot.
What if Oregon does this, this?
Hey, dumbass. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
What?
We got more to get into. 105.1, The Fan. We'll get to a report came out locally this morning. What would your post-game, let's pretend you're a coach for a second, doesn't really matter the sport, okay? You can equate it to whatever the final result is. What is your post-game locker room conversation to your team in which they just lost 172-91 in a basketball game?
I honestly don't know if I'd say anything.
Like, what? What?
Hey, guys, practice tomorrow, too. Bus is leaving in 45 minutes. Like, what do you, there's nothing to say. Everybody knows it. Like, me saying anything's not going to make it any better.
Practice it too.
All right, guys. Meals are over on the inside of the locker room. We brought in the takeout. Bus is leaving in 45 minutes. Plane's leaving in an hour and a half. Make sure you're on the bus. Get everything ready to go. And we'll see you at practice tomorrow, too. See you later. We lost the game by 80 points. There's nothing that you can say. How do you score 172 in a basketball game?
So I saw this Grace College NAIA. They played Ohio Christian last night, and they set the record for the most points scored in a basketball game of any level. They scored 172. They won 172-91.
How do we not have the ability? Like, we do this in football, and maybe the other team would say we didn't want to do it, but I'd be hard-pressed to think that. Like, there was a game earlier this year in college football. I cannot remember who it was. Somebody was beating somebody so bad in the third or fourth quarter that the other coach, like, legit walked over into the middle of the field during a timeout and was like, can we just call this thing? And the other coach was like, yeah, sure. Like, that happened. How is that not? Do we have a running clock in college basketball? Like, how is
there is no running clock.
How do we not have some sort of way to elite? First off, these games shouldn't exist.
By the way, the first quarter, what do you mean? This is an NAIA school. This isn't like the
if you're
South 100 Carolina
points
playing
better
Grace.
Than, if you're 100 points better than somebody. Like, what are we doing here, man? There's a lot of these in Division I, though. Like, I don't watch a lot of college hoops, but I see the ticker running on the
They're
TV
terrible.
Behind you.
They're so bad.
Iowa beat somebody the other day, like, 119-61. Like, who are you playing? Why is that game on your schedule?
There was a team, a girls basketball team, I saw the highlight. They scored, and they got to 67, and it was literally, like, 67-21. Or no. 67-27. They went up 40 with the shot.
Yeah.
The entire arena stopped, including the team, and everybody put their hands, they motioned their hands up and down because they were doing the 6-7.
Yeah, 6-7.
It was like the third quarter.
Yeah.
It was 47-21 at the end of the first quarter.
They scored 47 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
How's that even, like, how is there even enough time to do that?
Well,
there's
somebody on our show.
I was there to chronicle it last night. The Pilot women were up 44-3 at the end of the first quarter.
44-3?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
Warner Pacific, NAIA school in the Cascade.
Can't you just get lucky and make more than a shot?
What was their field goal percentage? How many shots did they get off?
They were 0-for-8 in the first quarter. All 3 points
they
came at the free
had
throw line.
Eight shots?
Yeah, I think
just turning the ball over.
Portland forced 15 or 16 turnovers in the first quarter.
I mean, that can't even be fun to call.
No.
Yeah.
After like 7 minutes, you're like, all right, I'm going to need some filler.
I want to see a post-game.
Welcome back in after the timeout. The Pilots up by 73 points.
Clock kept running.
Yes, you
Nobody
that.
Got hurt.
I want you to pretend you're working at a small town newspaper, okay? You're making
107-26 the final.
So they also won by 81.
They won by 81.
So it's literally the same thing here.
Can they please not schedule Warner Pacific again? Maybe that should be the lesson here. Do they get anything out of that game? Do the Pilots get anything out of that?
There's a lot of freshmen and young players that they're trying to get some experience.
I mean, how about we find somebody that we can beat by 30 and they play in the second half? Maybe that is possible. 81?
The freshmen found out last night, hey, we are a better level than Warner Pacific.
Look at that.
We are more talented. We deserve to be here.
Dude, I had this conversation with Anthony. It's funny. We're joking on Saturday morning because we talked about them playing.
Roosevelt
won the PIL, and good for Roosevelt, right? They go to the playoffs, and they're playing West Lynn in the opening round. Mm. I put up a prayer for them on Friday because we all knew how that game was going to go.
What Anthony said.
I see Anthony. I'm like, how was it? I think it was like 58-0, 2 minutes into the third quarter. And his answer was exactly what I'm saying right now. He's like, why is that a game?
Yeah.
Why aren't they in a different place? Like, this is a different sport. These are two drastically different. And he's spot on.
Was that
there
for
is
on
never,
air consumption?
No, this is off the air. There is never a world.
You just shared it on air.
Well, look, it doesn't take a genius to look at it. There is not a world that exists in which Roosevelt is beating West Lynn in high school football.
Yeah.
That will never happen.
Here's the problem, and the OSAA is going through. I don't know where they're at in the process of reclassification. Every 4 years, they go through a reclassification process.
They need
they're
to do this every
right
year
now.
It needs to stop with the 4 years.
And the problem is all the PI schools for the history of time have always voted to go all together, and they can't. The easiest thing in the world for the OSAA to do is to separate football from all the other sports. Football is its own thing. Yes. All the other sports, fine. Figure it out. Go
football
to five classifications.
Football is unique. You cannot do it this way.
Have an open division for football. Everybody that is going to spend money and blah, 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 there is an open division. If you want to compete at the highest level, just elect.
God.
We'll go do that.
It's turning into college. Who has the NIL to compete?
Exactly. I mean, just, like, there's no world that exists that Roosevelt beats Westland.
If they would just do that, they would solve 95% of their
problems.
That's
horrible for those kids. Like, you have a you win the, when was the last time Roosevelt won a PIL title?
It had been a long time.
They were the good team
time.
My year that we won, and they were like, that was our big game at the end of the year. They had a running back who was like a D1 Cal. I remember him. Johnson was his last name. Mm-hmm. He was a stud. Big running back, had like 2,000 yards on the year.
The better Johnson.
The better, well, you know, one of us won a league title, and he didn't that year. But there's like, when was the last time? Like, that's a dream season for you. You win the league title, you go to the state playoffs, and your reward is 58-0 at halftime.
My nephew's team, I think it was their second to last game of the year. So the conference, I don't even know if it's called the Mount Hood that Nelson's in anymore, but
it's still referred to as the Mount Hood Conference.
Okay, the Mount Hood Conference. So Park Rose dropped out years ago. This year, David Douglas got out, Gresham got out. My nephew's team played Reynolds for homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
It was 55-3 at halftime.
Yeah. That's not good for anybody.
I was like, can't you just have the ability to have the coaches meet at midfield and go, good job. Let's
they can
not
go
get
running hurt. Clock.
They do
at
have
least.
A running clock they do in have the second clock. Half. Yeah. If it, I forget what the if it's 35 or 40 or something, you're up. It's a running clock.
My
in
nephew
the second
said
half.
That he's play because my nephew's not really playing. He's injured, but his friends are playing. He said that they were on the field. And they're like, this sucks, man.
Yeah,
you guys are good, and we're not.
I remember playing a game my junior year. We played Lincoln, and we were down 52-0 at halftime. And I like going out of the locker room to start the second half, and like somebody trying to give a motive, like, just shut up, dude.
I will not name names.
Just want to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Park Rose at our homecoming for my senior year, we lost to Sandy at home 81-0. And I was on the field, and the quarterback for Park Rose, I'm like, dude, this is tough. He goes, save the bottle for me after the game.
I need something, man. I need something to get me through this.
Don't underage drink, kids.
No.
But no. All jokes aside, 172-91.
That's hilarious.
Yikes.
One of the best things that baseball has is the 10-run rule. You know what? It's the seventh inning. You're down by 13. This thing's over. We're going home. We should institute that at all level of sports.
What's a question you'd ask the Ohio Christian coach in the post game if you had to get a quote?
Did you ever have any hope? Or did you know going in that it was going to be this
bad? They still put up 91 points, though.
I mean,
What if you did the...
Did they hold like a 4-point lead at one point in the first quarter, like 13-9, and we're like, hey, we're in this thing. We're in this thing, guys. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
But they almost outscored them by as many points as they scored.
They almost doubled them up.
What if you asked the cliche question, coach, what went wrong tonight?
Proud of your offensive effort, coach?
Oof, tough one. Tough one.
Got to clean up the defense a little bit.
A little bit of local news. We'll get to that coming up next. Is it nice to be wanted? Is it nice to be wanted? We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You can reach the fan text line at 503-864-6326. It's a Stat or Story Wednesday. It's a Lucy Birds Wednesday as well. She'll hop on the YouTubes at 9 a.m. Pacific time in Portland, Oregon, USA.
How about this one? Seventh grade level in Tualatin Valley youth football.
Ooh, give me some youth football story.
If a team goes up by more than 45 points,
okay,
the team gets fined $100. The coach gets suspended for the game, and they have to go in front of the board and explain why they went over the threshold.
Now, that, what are you supposed to do there?
I
just
have a problem
it?
With that. That's not.
Isn't that a bit egregious?
That's not the good team's problem.
No,
that's the bad team's problem.
To your point,
or
like
the league's problem for allowing there to be a discrepancy of that level in that league.
To your point, like if you're up by 45 and then you have a kid that breaks away a long touchdown run, is he supposed to fall
supposed
and fumble into the end zone and like
exactly.
not score?
You're kind of just literally saying kneel it for the rest of the game.
I would not want to coach my kids to then end the game. If you're up by
45 is your threshold
in the second
I'm okay
half,
with that, yeah.
If you're going to fine people, no, end
just,
the game.
Their game's
if
over.
If the league is determined the game is over at that point, there is nothing
competitive-wise
worthwhile of playing anymore, then end the damn game.
Wait,
but don't fine people for being good.
Actually, tend
who pays
to
the fine, too? The coaches?
That's obviously. Crap.
Yeah. So the coach of this of a youth football league's gonna pay $100 out of his pocket?
I tend to agree with that. It's not a great position people would like to see, but like if a high school game is like 65-3 and it's the third quarter, the game should literally end.
Yeah, you should just
call
end
it. We don't need to be here till 9:30 in the freezing, pissing rain.
There should be a 50-point threshold. I mean, you can argue it should be less than that, but like you're up by 50 in a high school game, you're not like the game is
the
over.
Game's over. Yeah,
all you're doing is telling me the other kids might get hurt because they're so physically overmatched that they're just going to take a pounding for another 20 minutes.
In that youth football game scenario, I think at that point you're having like your guard become your running back and you're having whoever your Brucey of your team is actually be able to play quarterback.
The worst kid possible in.
Oh, that's wanted to play? Yeah. I mean, at that point,
what the
that's
hell, dude?
The only way to prevent, I think, from scoring.
Go throw a couple of picks. Why not?
Poll question going up. Your basketball team loses by 81. Do you give a post-game speech or just tell them you'll see them on the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can vote Actor and Sprague on that
you
one.
You with me on that one? No post-game speech?
Oh, there's no post-game speech.
That's a burn the tape game, isn't it?
That's just, I'm, what are you going to do, guys?
Never happened, guys.
See you later. Move on.
All right. Ryan Clark of the Oregonian, our good friend out there, he had a report this morning. Nick Rolovich wants the Beaver job.
Hey, Rolovich.
Rolovich.
Nick Rolovich wants the gig, huh? You did a fear factor thing earlier. What are you willing to do?
If him, Paul Chryst, and Ed Orgeron participated in a who wants the job the most fear factor-like game, who would you pick to win that game?
What if the COVID vaccine was a part of that? It's a listener joke earlier. I am stealing that joke, but it was a phenomenal joke because you brought up Fear Factor and somebody asked, would he pass that test of Fear Factor?
What do you call that? Do you call it blind needles?
So blind needles. He doesn't,
he doesn't
know what's going in.
Or a COVID vaccine.
He's not quite sure what's happening right now. There was an interviewer that did that, a guy who used to be at Barstool. He did the Sunday Conversations. He did that once with Aaron Rodgers where he blindfolded him and pretended he put a needle in his arm and he was giving him the vaccine. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
He was a good coach. I don't know how good. You know, he never really got the full runway at Washington
State. He's 33-33 as a head coach.
Yeah, and he was at Hawaii, so it's like, whatever. It's hard to win in Hawaii, but he got him to 10 wins in his last year there. Then it was the COVID year, right when he takes over. He was 1-3. They only played 4 games that year.
Why is Hawaii allowed to play in the Hawaii Bowl? Why, like, if we're going to do that, why don't we have the Oregon Bowl and just let one of our schools who disappoints at 6-6 stay here and play in it?
You don't have to travel, guys. You just get one more home
game.
You
draw in a crowd December 28th. 1,200
people.
Portland.
Dude, yeah.
If we had
to play at Providence Park.
Yeah. If we had an Oregon
Hillsborough
Bowl.
Hillsborough Stadium.
I'd go to it. If we had a bowl game called the Oregon Bowl and Oregon State's playing in it because they're middle
would
of the
Would you go
Mountain
to a
West?
Bowl game if we had a bowl game?
Hell yeah, I would.
It would have to be at Providence Park for me to go. Because I'm not driving to Eugene for a... Because the bowl game we would get would be South Alabama versus Louisiana Lafayette.
Why is Hawaii allowed
to play
in this?
But who's the Oregon team that goes in? You're not going to a bowl game this year.
Oregon State.
When's the next time you're going to a bowl game?
Next year, dude, because we're getting Nick Rolovich.
It makes sense if you're in the bowl, if you're bowl eligible, sure, but there's going to be years where you're not going.
How do you think this would land with Beaver fan if they went Rolovich?
Look, I don't know how it would land. I wouldn't have any issue with it. I mean, the key for him is, same with anybody. You go win, right? To me, the COVID stuff's, I'm over it. I don't want to debate it anymore.
The only thing I worry about with controversial. This is not a COVID comment.
Yeah.
But he was really involved in that controversy. It's, there with him, it's a little Gundy-ish. Like, are you in a rabbit hole in your life? Like, in your downtime, are you in an algorithm all day and you're internet brained? Or are you like... I don't even know where he's been, but like,
I have not heard anything
doing
from Nick Rolovich in 2 years. I remember the lawsuit stuff that happened. I don't believe he ended up winning.
He didn't win that one, no. That's what I worry about is, yeah, are you internet brained and like your whole thing, you just fried on the internet reading every conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or are you were caught up in a controversy in a moment,
right,
and you've been entirely focused on football?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. He's been out of coaching for the last 4 years. So if you're fearful of Paul Chryst being out of coaching, I would imagine this one would exist too, right? Like, the guy hasn't done anything since 2021. He only coached a total of 11 games in his time at Washington State. I would put Chryst ahead of Rolovich just because of the body of work is greater. Rolovich had 1-2 good years at Hawaii, and then the sample size was too small at Wazoo to understand it. But I certainly wouldn't call it a disastrous hire. I just don't know if he'd be a top of my board.
Okay. Well, the report is Rolovich wants it. So now you got Rolovich, Orgeron, and Paul Chryst, three names, according to Ryan Clark, that want the job. So Oregon State's got some guys that want it.
People want you right now.
We'll see where they go with
You're
that
attractive.
One. We have a lot to get to in the third hour of the program and the fourth hour of the program, and we'll do it next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.